Do you know what socialism is? Socialism. Or are you a socialist, or do you have a certain socialistic way of thinking and a belief system? Do you? We are told that there are new millions of Americans who are socialists in whole or in part. Rather shocking to me, but maybe it's true. And that includes many of the younger generation, the millennials, and the so-called Gen Z young adults. Some think it is really cool to be a socialist, and others think socialism is right and fair, as opposed to capitalism. Many of the new socialists are anti-capitalists, believing that the economy should be controlled by government and not by the people, not by individuals, and certainly not by mere entrepreneurs. The younger generation, and many older to be sure, are against the new breed of billionaires. They believe it is not right and economically unfair for so much money and the power that goes with it to be held by one individual, one billionaire. They do not take into account what that person may have done to become a billionaire, how creative he or she may have been, hardworking, different and better in the ways of business, nor how many jobs were created for thousands and thousands of people, or the good, directly and indirectly, those billions of dollars do for society. Rather, they are content to criticize any kind of excessive wealth, any kind, and its accumulation, with a constant cry for redistribution of that wealth, at the hands of government, of course. They never realize that it is absolutely impossible for government to redistribute. Government can only take and destroy wealth, spending in lavish ways with all such hard-earned money never to be seen again. Billionaires may come to an end, but so does the wealth and the economic benefits they created as well. There are multiple forms of socialism. There is, or once was, a very hard, demanding, absolute, controlling Stalinism, a form of statism fashioned by Joseph Stalin and Karl Marx, and the state is all, and the state is everything, and all-powerful in every way, and of course all-controlling. And individuals have little and sometimes no freedoms or economic opportunity without the state's approval. And then there is a state system of government which is more concerned with redistribution, as we now see in Europe today, where through government legislation and regulation, the state controls so much of all things economic and even more. And then there is even a more benign and hidden socialism, which accomplishes governmental objectives at the expense of the individual through taxation. The more wealth produced, the higher the taxes. And that is true for all classes, and not just the wealthy. In reality, the so-called middle class bears the brunt of any excessive taxation schemes. It really does. And every bit as much as the so-called wealthy. Let history show you the legacy of so-called genocidal communism. Mao Zedong slaughtered almost 60 million Chinese citizens. 60 million to accomplish his socialistic agenda. Joseph Stalin was every bit the butcher that Adolf Hitler was, as he established his hard Stalinistic communism in Russia. Each nation still struggles with the legacy of genocidal communism, and Eastern Europe suffers as well, even today, from decades of Soviet-imposed socialistic chaos. Look at Cuba, my fellow Americans, and Nicaragua, and North Korea, and Venezuela today. These states are not free. There is rampant poverty and lack of freedoms. Europe continues to become more socialistic. The EU moves in that direction, it seems, daily. The European Union countries are stagnant, some of them are at least, and mostly dependent on the United States military for their protection in the event of serious geopolitical happenings. Now, contrast America and its economy and its economic objectives. The Trump administration has deregulated, offering considerable new freedoms and opportunities. Boy, that was a great move by Donald Trump. There have been favorable tax cuts, which have essentially exploded the economy. There are more incentives for business success in America than any other country in the world. Our country, the great USA, has been enabled to produce record quantities of new energy, which today has given us the strongest economy in the entire world. Unemployment is at its lowest levels. Business starts anew, grows and expands, and with it jobs and economic benefits for so many people. So much of any American unemployment consists of individuals who really don't want to work and find a way not to and get supported by government. There are more jobs than applicants. We the people have hardly had it more abundant than the economy in which we live today and which has been established since 2016. One can only wonder why the Democratic Party is so riddled with socialistic thinking and objectives. Why? That is especially so with the top three Democratic presidential contenders. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are open socialists. And Joe Biden, in so many ways, leans in that direction, or at least more of government at work. And, of course, there are the heartthrobs of American progressivism, the so-called squad, namely Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, and Congressperson Presley from Massachusetts, all of whom lead the Democratic chant for their party, calling for socialist redistribution schemes. Why? Why? Well, I think there may be at least four major reasons. First, there has been massive immigration, which is changing the demography of the United States. The number of foreign-born U.S. residents, whether citizens or not, and their children, has been estimated at almost 60 million people. 60 million. That is approximately 1 in 5 American residents. 1 in 5. Many come from socialistic countries or believe that socialism is really the only way for government to function. They are often uneducated, at least politically, and ignorant in political science, especially American, not knowing how the American government works, not understanding democracy and the freedoms offered by it and the Constitution which guides it. Many have come from poor areas where socialism abounds, including Latin America, Mexico, Africa, and Asia, that in many ways were destroyed by statism and socialism. They do not understand, nor do they believe, that there are economic and political alternatives to state socialism. They essentially live the socialistic way, and they vote that way. They come to America taking for granted that government will provide them an array of social services, and they become supportive of, if not actively promoting, this progressive socialism which offer these benefits. It is, they believe, for their benefit, no matter the consequences. Warren and Sanders capitalize on that lack of understanding and consequently appeal as candidates to these essentially politically uninvolved and uneducated American immigrant residents. Interestingly, a second reason for the new socialist craze is the strange leftward drift of the very wealthy in Silicon Valley, you know, tech nation, and in corporate America, believe that or not. And even on Wall Street, where the American economy thrives, that is hard to fathom. Some of these new progressive rich feel guilty about their unprecedented and incredible wealth. And once they have successfully made what they want, they become easily intellectual and emotional. Marks for those loud, angry, and aggressive progressives. And they begin to side with them, and their cry for redistribution, even if it means more taxes and less money for them and all like them. These new progressive rich will have everything they could ever want or need for the rest of their lives and a lot longer, so why not redistribute wealth? And who really cares about much more and higher taxation? One economist calls this the sort of medieval penance that alleviates guilt. I guess it does, but it's so incredibly anti-capitalist and against all the principles they employed to make their money. Even though this new progressive rich may be taxed more substantially, they are so wealthy that higher taxes barely affect them. Instead, redistributionist taxation hurts the struggling middle classes. It really does. No matter what these hypocritical candidates promise. In California, these wealthy leftists promote this new socialism from, of course, their Malibu estates, Menlo Park, or Mill Valley enclaves, and all the while living, of course, as privileged capitalists, having everything they could possibly want. Everything. But at the same time, it became nearly impossible for the middle classes of Stockton and Bakersfield, in another part of California, to cope with the reality of crushing taxes and terrible social services. From 2008 to 2017, candidate and then President Barack Hussein Obama employed any number of cool socialist slogans, such as, spread the wealth around. Now is not the time to profit, said Obama. And then he went on to say, you didn't build that. And finally, at a certain point, you've made enough money. You've made enough money. No matter that Barack Obama himself became a multimillionaire, the new progressive socialism was for others, while he and others like him profited. And then there is a third reason, and that is academia. Universities bear much of the blame for this new spreading progressive socialism. Their governmental influence fostered the federal government to guarantee student loans, which empowered them, academia, to significantly raise college costs with little or no accountability. Liberal college administrators and faculty cared little about graduates who often were inadequately educated and unable in many cases to market their expensive degrees. More than 45 million borrowers now struggle with nearly $1.6 trillion in collective student debt, with interest climbing every day. Can you believe that? That indebtedness has delayed or even ended the traditional economic and cultural forces that encourage conservatism and traditionalism. Many delay or end getting married, having children, or buying homes. Many stay single, childless, often feeling cheated that their high-priced degrees did not earn them competitive salaries. Small wonder that when Warren or Sanders, both in my view economically ignorant, propose that the federal government pay off all such debt, small wonder that college graduates would vote for them without thinking if that debt could be done away with without penalty or cost. It mattered not where the money came from. By the way, the federal government, which would pay for that, is you and me with taxation. But only that the debt was gone. That's all they would care about. And then there's a fourth reason for this growing interest in socialism, and that is the so-called Republican Party. May I repeat that? The so-called Republican Party. This party, hypocritical in so many ways, in my view, is riddled with rhinos, Republicans in name only, preaching the orthodoxies of free trade rather than fair trade. They allowed what economists call the creative destruction of industries, without a concern for the real-life consequences for the unemployed in so many states. The Republicans became a party without uniform objectives, often split and divisive, unlike the Democrats, who remain united in almost every critical case. The Republicans so often failed to legislate when they were in control, and yielding the power struggle to the Democrats far too often. The media, itself far more liberal and socialistic than objective, champions these points of views and the candidates that espouse them. And that builds a protective emotional environment which allows these growing numbers of progressives to feel fair and right in their beliefs and consequently their political actions and their votes. Capitalism and the American dream are in the fight of their lives. And if such a movement continues and grows and votes and wins, the America we know and love could be changed forever. combine a lost generation of woke and broke college graduates, millions of impoverished immigrants without much knowledge of American economics, wealthy advocates of boutique socialism, and asleep-at-the-wheel Republicans, it's kind of easy to understand why historically destructive socialism is suddenly seen as cool and right. Should these progressive socialists regain power through the Democratic Party, America would be fundamentally changed, or even economically destroyed in so many ways. And so would so much of our way of life. And there would be produced a culture and a lifestyle for we the people far less than we now have. I ask humbly that you not let it happen, my fellow Americans. Don't let that happen. Don't let socialism happen in America. You can even now, as elections 2020 nears, stand up and speak up. You can join organizations which fight the fight. You can contribute time, effort, expertise, and money to these political and economic causes which champion the real America, and most importantly, you can vote for those who believe in democracy and capitalism and economic opportunity and the American way of life and the American dream. You can vote against every candidate who in any way promotes leftist, liberal, progressive socialism and statism, no matter who they are. They are wrong. They are wrong for America. Keep them out of office and out of power with your vote, 2020. That is, if you want the America in which you now live to continue to become great again.